Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Surrounded by Idiots is a popular behavioral and communication guide by Thomas Erickson, written for readers who want a simpler way to understand why people speak, react, and cooperate so differently. The book is based on a color-coded model that divides human behavior into four broad styles: red, yellow, green, and blue. Rather than treating communication problems as personal failures, Erickson frames them as mismatches in temperament, priorities, and emotional processing. The revised and expanded edition updates the original bestseller with additional material, examples, and refinement of the same practical framework. It is positioned as a business and life guide, useful for managers, colleagues, couples, and anyone who regularly deals with misunderstanding or conflict. Its purpose is not to diagnose personality in a clinical sense, but to offer a memorable tool for adjusting communication, reducing friction, and improving cooperation through greater awareness of behavioral differences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the four-color behavior model as a practical shortcut for reading people. The central idea of the book is that much everyday conflict comes from different behavioral styles rather than bad intentions. Erickson groups people into four broad types: red, yellow, green, and blue. Red is associated with directness, decisiveness, and results. Yellow is associated with enthusiasm, social energy, and idea generation. Green represents steadiness, patience, and support. Blue represents analysis, precision, and structure. The value of the model lies in its simplicity. It gives readers a quick language for noticing patterns in how people speak, make decisions, and respond under pressure. At the same time, the book encourages flexibility rather than rigid labeling. The framework is meant to be a practical aid, helping people interpret behavior more accurately and respond with less frustration. That balance between clarity and caution is what makes the model useful. It compresses complexity without pretending to eliminate it. Secondly, why misunderstandings happen when people assume their style is normal. A major argument in the book is that people often judge others through the lens of their own communication preferences. What feels efficient to one person may seem abrupt to another. What feels friendly and spontaneous to one may seem unfocused to someone else. Erickson explains that many arguments are not caused by disagreement on substance alone, but by differences in tone, pace, and expectations. This is especially important in workplaces, where direct feedback, long explanations, silence, or improvisation can each be interpreted in very different ways. The book shows that miscommunication grows when people assume their own style is universal. By identifying behavioral differences early, readers can avoid unnecessary escalation and recognize that resistance may reflect style mismatch rather than hostility. This idea is one of the book's strongest contributions because it shifts attention away from blame and toward interpretation. The result is a more disciplined way to think about conflict, especially in fast-moving professional and personal settings. Thirdly, adapting communication to reds, yellows, greens, and blues. The book is not just about identifying types, it is about changing how you communicate once you recognize them. Erickson explains that each color responds best to a different approach. Reds usually prefer directness, speed, and clear outcomes. Yellows often respond to energy, openness, and room for discussion. Greens tend to prefer calm, reassurance, and steady pacing. Blues usually want facts, logic, and organized detail. This section of the book is practical because it translates personality insight into specific behavior. Rather than asking readers to become psychologists, it asks them to adjust wording, timing, and presentation. That makes the framework immediately usable in meetings, negotiations, feedback conversations, and family discussions. The point is not manipulation, but improved transmission of meaning. If the message is shaped poorly, even a good idea can fail. Erickson treats communication as a relational skill that depends on the listener as much as the speaker. That is a useful corrective to one-size-fits-all advice about speaking clearly. Fourthly, self-awareness, stress responses, and the limits of one-dimensional labeling. Another important dimension of the book is self-awareness. Erickson argues that understanding other people becomes much easier when readers first understand their own tendencies, strengths, and blind spots. Each behavioral style has advantages, but each also has predictable stress reactions and weak points. Reds may become impatient, yellows may lose focus, greens may avoid conflict too long, blues may become overly cautious or critical. By framing each type this way, the book encourages readers to reflect on how their own style affects others. This is one reason the book can be useful beyond simple categorization. It gives readers a vocabulary for noticing how they themselves create friction. At the same time, the book's model has limits. Human behavior is more fluid than four categories can fully capture, and the text is often best read as a heuristic rather than a complete theory of personality. Its strength is accessibility, not clinical depth. Recognizing that limitation helps readers use the framework intelligently instead of turning it into a stereotype. Lastly, why the revised and expanded edition matters for work and daily relationships. The revised and expanded edition matters because it strengthens the book's original promise with more material, examples, and updated presentation. That makes the framework easier to apply in real situations rather than leaving it as a simple personality concept. The book is especially relevant for managers, team members, salespeople, leaders, and readers who deal with recurring misunderstandings at home or at work. Its practical value comes from showing how communication failures affect collaboration, feedback, and trust. Compared with many books on personality or communication, this one is unusually accessible and fast to use because the color system is memorable and easy to apply in conversation. It does not demand technical background, and it does not require readers to master a complex assessment model before seeing value. That said, its simplicity is also why readers should use it with discipline. The revised edition still works best when seen as a communication aid rather than a full theory of human nature. In that role, it remains distinctive and effective. In conclusion, Surrounded by Idiots is best suited for readers who want a clear, practical framework for understanding communication differences without wading through academic psychology. It will be especially useful for managers, team leaders, coworkers, couples, parents, and anyone who regularly finds themselves confused by other people's reactions. The book offers immediate benefits. It helps readers identify behavioral patterns, anticipate likely communication preferences, and adjust their own approach to reduce friction. Its value is not in deep theory, but in usable insight that can be applied quickly in meetings, difficult conversations, and everyday interactions. What makes it stand out in the crowded communication and self-help category is the memorability of its four-color model. Many books explain that people are different. Erickson provides a simple structure for acting on that fact. The revised and expanded edition further strengthens its usefulness by adding more material and examples, making it more practical than the original version. Readers should still treat the model as a guide rather than a final explanation of personality, but within that limit. It is a distinctive and effective tool for improving understanding and cooperation. If you would like to support Thomas Erickson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.